Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launches Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025. President Draupadi Murmu to address the Indian diaspora during the valedictory function of the Pravasi Bharatiya Devas Convention in Bhubaneswar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says gender equality and women's development are integral to India's foreign policy. Notification issued for assembly elections in Delhi. In Chhattisgarh, 13 Maoists surrender in Bijapur district. In the US, at least 10 people killed in the out-of-control wildfire ripping across parts of Los Angeles. And in women's cricket, Ireland elect to bat first against India in first of three ODI series in Rajkot. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath launched the Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that Kumbhvani will not only reach new heights of popularity but also extend the spirit of Mahakumbh to remote villages where many people, despite their desire, cannot physically attend the event. He said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhvani.
Lok parampara, lok sanskriti ko aam jan tak pahunchane ke liye hamare paas jo sabse pehle koi ek madhyam tha woh tha Akashvani ka. Door daraz ke kshetron mein jahan pe connectivity ke issue hote hain wahan par bahut sari aisi challenges the un challenges ko bhi dhyan mein rakhte hue Prasar Bharati ke FM channel ne Kumbhvani ke naam par is vishesh FM channel ko yahan pe shubharambh karne ki karvai prarambh ki hai. Main iske liye Uttar Pradesh sarkar ki or se Prasar Bharati ko hriday se dhanyawad deta hu.
Yogi Adityanath said Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity.
जो महाकुंभ है ये केवल एक आयोजन नहीं है बल्कि गौरव और गर्व का एक महासमागम है. यहाँ न पंथ का भेद है न जाति का भेद है. सभी पंथ और संप्रदाय एक साथ आस्था की डुबकी लगा करके प्रयागराज के माध्यम से सनातन गर्व के प्रति इस संदेश को पूरे देश और पूरी दुनिया तक लेके जाते हैं.
Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh on the occasion. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan joined the program virtually and expressed gratitude to the Chief Minister for launching the radio channel. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said Prasar Bharati has made elaborate arrangements for live telecast of Mahakumbh through Doordarshan and live broadcasts through Akashvani.
सबसे बड़े आध्यात्मिक सांस्कृतिक ऐतिहासिक इस आयोजन को कवर करने के लिए आयोजन को घर घर तक पहुंचाने के लिए जन जन तक पहुंचाने के लिए प्रसार भारती विशेष प्रयास कर रहा है. आज कुंभवाणी का विशेष एफएम चैनल लॉन्च किया माननीय मुख्यमंत्री उत्तर प्रदेश योगी आदित्यनाथ जी ने उसे शुरू किया है. माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की जो उनका लक्ष्य है विकसित भारत के साथ साथ भारत की जो सनातन जो सांस्कृतिक विरासत है उसको न केवल सहेजना बल्कि उसको प्रफुल्लित और उसको आगे बढ़ाना उस उद्देश्य से ये इस आयोजन को जन जन तक पहुंचाना हमारा लक्ष्य है. और मैं ये बताना चाहूंगा कि प्रसार भारती के जो विभिन्न अंग हैं जैसे आकाशवाणी अपना एफएम चैनल के माध्यम से हमारा मीडियम वेव चैनल है इसके साथ साथ डीडी नेशनल डीडी इंडिया और डीडी न्यूज ये तीनों चैनल लगातार कुंभ को अब से लेकर फरवरी के आखिर तक जब तक की कुंभ चल रहा है उसको कवर करते रहेंगे जानकारियां उसके आयोजनों के बारे में जन जन को अवगत कराते रहेंगे.
CEO of Prasar Bharati Gaurav Dwivedi, DG Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, DG Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad, DG DD News Priya Kumar and senior officials were also present on the occasion. We have more from our correspondent.
The Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani is broadcasting many programs based on every activity of Mahakumbh from today till 26 February from 5:55 a.m. to 10:05 p.m. The programs include special Kumbh news, live commentary and reporting on every important activity of Mahakumbh, special features on Indian cultural heritage, live talk shows titled Namaskar Prayagraj and Sangam Tat Se, live broadcast of cultural activities, Hello Doctor and important informations on travel, health tips and cleanliness. The program can be heard on 103.5 MHz frequency, news on AIR app and Waves OTT. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
President Draupadi Murmu will address the Indian diaspora and confer Pravasi Bhartiya Samman during the valedictory function of Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention in Bhubaneswar in a short while. The program is being held at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The president was welcomed by Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and several other dignitaries at the convention. The president visited different pavilions, including the Odisha Pavilion, which showcases the state's exquisite art and craft, including hand-woven saris, intricate filigree work, and other traditional masterpieces. President Murmu is scheduled to make the valedictory address to a large number of non-resident Indians who have congregated at the convention from about 75 countries at 3 this afternoon. Today is the last day of the three-day-long 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention. Our West Asia correspondent reports, distinguished Indian physician based in Saudi Arabia, Dr. Syed Anwar Khurshid, will be among those who will receive Pravasi Bhartiya Samman today. He is being awarded to recognize his contributions to healthcare, community welfare and strengthening ties between India and Saudi Arabia. Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said progress is superficial until the human side is addressed. He said gender equality and women's development are integral to India's foreign policy and international relations. Chairing the fourth plenary session of Pravasi Bharatiya Divas in Bhubaneswar today on the theme Diaspora Divas, celebrating women's leadership and influence, Nari Shakti, Dr. Jaishankar reflected on the deep-rooted issues in society that impact development, particularly for women. He emphasized that societal change goes beyond addressing visible and simple challenges. The minister underlined how discrimination often begins at the family level, starting from birth, and is reflected in access to resources like nutrition, health and education. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. Notification has been issued for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held on the 5th of next month. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination has begun for election to 70 seats in the national capital. Nominations can be filed till the 17th of this month. Last date for withdrawal of nomination is the 20th of January. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. The election is likely to witness a triangular contest between the Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and the Congress. The BJP and Aam Aadmi Party today levelled allegations and counter-allegations against each other over the Purvanchali voters. BJP members carried out Purvanchal Samman March in New Delhi from Ashok Road to Arvind Kejriwal's residence to protest against the alleged remarks of Mr. Kejriwal against the Purvanchali voters. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva accused the Aam Aadmi Party of calling Purvanchali people fake voters. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said the BJP condemns the alleged statement made by AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal.
Delhi ka vikas rokkar jitna khazana aapne Delhi ka lootna tha loot chuke hain, lekin kam se kam Delhi ka suhag mat bigaadiye. Delhi pure desh ka culture hai, ye Delhi sabki hai, lekin jis tarah se kal aapne hamare Purvanchal ke bhai bhano ko farzi voter kehkar pure Purvanchal samaj ka jo naam kharab kiya hai wo behad nindaniya hai.
On the other hand, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of trying to eliminate Purvanchali people from the voters list. Addressing a press conference in Delhi, Mr. Kejriwal said he went to the Election Commission to complain that the BJP is cutting the votes of Purvanchali voters in the name of Rohingyas. Mr. Kejriwal also accused the BJP for the deteriorating law and order situation in the national capital.
कल मैं इलेक्शन कमीशन किस लिए गया था इलेक्शन कमीशन से ये शिकायत करने कि रोहिंग्या का बहाना बना के पूरी दिल्ली के अंदर भारतीय जनता पार्टी पूर्वांचलियों के और दलितों के वोट कटवा रही है ये खुद ही जेपी नड्डा साहब ने संसद के अंदर कबूल किया था कि हम पूर्वांचली और दलितों के वोट कटवा रहे हैं कल उसी की शिकायत करने के लिए मैं गया था कि पूर्वांचलियों के वोट कटवा रहे हैं
Amid the raging issue regarding Purvanchali voters, Congress leader Pramod Tiwari lauded the contributions made by the people of Purvanchal in Delhi's development. Talking to media, Mr. Tiwari said the people from Purvanchal have made immense contributions to the development of Delhi.
आज जो दिल्ली का विकसित स्वरूप है प्रगति से भरा स्वरूप है भारत की राजधानी है इसमें खून पसीना पूर्वांचलियों ने बहुत बहाया है उत्तर प्रदेश और बिहार के रहने वालों ने मैं उनकी प्रशंसा करता हूँ भारतीय जनता पार्टी और केजरीवाल जी से कहना चाहता हूँ इनको गाली देना बंद करो ये उचित नहीं है अगर आप दोनों गाली देते हो पूर्वांचल के लोगों को तो ये पाप है
In Chhattisgarh, 13 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district. These Maoists surrendered before the senior officers of police and CRPF. A total reward of 13 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. Of these, a reward of 5 lakh rupees each was declared on two Maoists and 1 lakh rupees each on three other Maoists. These Maoists are accused of being involved in various incidents. The superintendent of police said the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of 25,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the Chhattisgarh government. In the United States, at least 10 people have been killed due to the out-of-control wildfire that is ripping across parts of Los Angeles. Officials warn that the actual toll will remain unclear until it is safe for investigators to access neighborhood areas. Nearly 1,80,000 residents in Los Angeles County have been ordered to evacuate as the fires rage on. Over 5,300 structures may have been destroyed, including houses and schools. The Palisades fire, burning between Malibu and Santa Monica, is the most destructive wildfire ever to hit the area. A fresh fire erupted last evening in the West Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles, rapidly consuming over 900 acres within hours. India has extended humanitarian assistance for the people of Cuba in the aftermath of Hurricane Rafael. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said the consignment in the form of essential medicines comprising antibiotics, antipyretics, painkillers, ORS and muscle relaxants has departed for Cuba today. Around 26 Delhi-bound trains, including Prayagraj Express, Sampurna Kranti Express and Shram Shakti Express, have been delayed due to dense fog conditions in Delhi and adjoining areas. More than 100 flights have also been delayed at the IGI airport because of low visibility. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert in view of cold wave and dense fog conditions in northern and eastern states. The IMD has forecast light rainfall with thunderstorms over parts of northwest India during the next 2 to 3 days. In women's cricket, Ireland were 209 for 6 in 46.3 overs against India in the first match of the 3 one-day international series at Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and chose to bat first. Smriti Mandhana is leading the Indian team while Deepthi Sharma is the vice-captain. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur and Renuka Singh Thakur have been rested. In Sri Lanka, the country's first certificate course in Hindi through open and distance learning was launched today at the first ever Bharat Sri Lankan Hindi Sammelan held at Colombo. The unveiling of the course curriculum was done by Sri Lanka's Deputy Minister for Higher Education, Dr. Madhura Senaviratna. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launches Kumbhwani channel of Akashwani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025. President Draupadi Murmu to address Indian diaspora during valedictory function of Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Bhubaneswar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says gender equality and women's development are integral to India's foreign policy. Notification issued for assembly elections in Delhi. In Chhattisgarh, 13 Maoists surrender in Bijapur district. In the US, at least 10 people killed in out-of-control wildfire ripping across parts of Los Angeles. And in women's cricket, Ireland elect to bat first against India in first of three ODI series in Rajkot. With that, we end the midday news.